Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Okay, Michael, well, we've got a guy on the line called Michael Moore who was busy running his restaurant summit, cooking on television, climbing the ranks of top chefs in the world and travelling the globe. And he's with us today on the program.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Great to speak to you.
Yeah. Now, you had it well and still do have an extraordinary life. You were already a diabetic. I think you realised you had that around 35.
And that's right.
You were a top chef, I guess, surrounded by, you know, amazing food and that daily challenge of eating healthy. But one day it all changed, didn't it, when you had a major stroke in front of your family when you were out to dinner. And your life changed. Your whole philosophy around food changed, and you have created the most extraordinary cookbook, Blood Sugar Inspiring Recipes, for anyone facing the challenge of diabetes and maintaining good health.
When a stroke hits you, you're never prepared for it. You know, in your 40s, you're not thinking that, you know, a stroke is even on the horizon. You know, you can, there are certain illnesses and things that can you expect to happen, but a stroke certainly isn't one of them. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't survive a stroke in the way that I have. I have zero deficit, and you know, I'm back to work and everything seems to be working and in good order, so I'm a very lucky boy.
The night it happened, you know, in front of your family, your kids and your wife, what was their reaction? Like, just talk us through what immediately happened.
Well, I was actually cooking at the barbecue in the pub, and I was grilling steaks, and my kids were talking to the other people saying, my dad's a celebrity chef, and you know, the other people saying, well, you can keep an eye on my steak, then I left my medium rare sort of thing. So it was all sort of a light-hearted Sunday afternoon sort of dinner. And you know, I basically collapsed. And when they say that, you know, a stroke or a heart attack, you'll get a tingling in your arm and a feeling of numbness, well for me it hit me like an elephant gun. I just crash. I hit the floor, and my children were hysterical. My wife saw me on the floor and thought that I'd had a diabetic hypo, that I'd had a low sugar. And she said to the barman, grab some lemonade and orange juice and whatever. And then she realised that my whole left side was paralysed and I couldn't talk. And, you know, it was a pretty sort of scary situation for the family. And yeah.
Having seen your kids watch you go through that, I know you have found that very hard, haven't you?
Yeah, it was one of the hardest moments of the whole sort of experience, was hearing my 11-year-old daughter say to my mother that when they put Dad in the ambulance, I thought it was the last time that I was ever going to see him. And, you know, that as a parent, that is just like a brick to the head, you know. It's just an absolute shock.
So those relationships, those very close relationships with your wife and your children, how have they changed?
Oh, look, my relationships with everyone in my life have changed, in that as a person I've been highly motivated and incredibly focused on the future and highly driven. And now, whilst I'm still driving forward, I'm enjoying where I am every day, and I enjoy being in the present. And just, you know, I'm happy to be at that barbecue or that lunch or something like that, and I'm not worried too much about what I'm doing that night or the next day. Whilst there's a plan there, I try to enjoy the moment. I listen to people a lot more than I did, and I'm sort of far more present than I was.
The cookbook Blood Sugar that you're about to launch, I get the impression is probably a cookbook you may not have ever published or dreamed of publishing 10 years ago.
No, absolutely. It was a stroke. My communications guy sort of works on sort of books and media with me. He came into the hospital whilst I was laying there in the bed, and he said, well, you know, well, I better look for a new job. Am I going to be retrenched, sort of thing? And I said, don't worry. I've come up with an idea. I'm going to write a book called Blood Sugar, and I'm going to become the poster boy for diabetic health and stroke recovery. And we sort of used blood sugar as part of my rehab.
Good on you. Michael Moore, congratulations. Fabulous book. And I know this radio interview and the story we're going to do with you in the pages of the magazine will definitely help people out there.
That's fantastic. It's been great talking to you guys.
Thanks.
Fantastic. Talking with Michael Moore, author of a brand new book called Blood Sugar. And, of course, for more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.